Speaking of education, the ANC in Gauteng is suggesting the release of government-owned land and property as one of the ways in which we can tackle the crisis around accommodation at our universities. This is an interesting development, as always, in light of the recent protests over this very issue at various universities like Wits, UKZN and others. The Gauteng ANC's convener of the Subcommittee on Education and Health is Dr. Bandile Masuka. He joins us now by phone. Good afternoon to you, Dr. Masuka. How long has this been on your minds?
Good afternoon, and thanks for having us, and good afternoon to the listeners. This has been on our mind for a long time. We are just saying that it's important that government in Gauteng must take charge of the crisis itself. We know that the majority of the people who come to Gauteng these days are students, are education migrants, so it's important that we create conducive space and conducive living for students to be housed in.
And this would be done, you're proposing, through a rapid land release program. How would it work in practical terms?
One of the things is that there are buildings that are owned by government, by the Department of Public Works, which are unused or underutilized. We are calling on government to release those buildings to private investors, to government agencies, to change them and renovate them and make them conducive for student accommodation. This will help in alleviating the situation. And also, if there are pieces of land that are available closer to universities which are owned by government and municipalities, they should be released for such purpose. So we are calling again that instead of us having an ad hoc type of intervention, we need a permanent department or unit within the provincial government that will deal and concentrate on student accommodation.
And how much land is available for this purpose? Do you have a figure?
We don't have a figure as yet, but we know that in Ekurhuleni, for example, there are pieces of land that the municipality is ready to release. And we are hoping that when we get the proper audit within Gauteng, primarily the pieces of land that are closer to universities or institutions of learning, we will then be able to respond accurately on the matter.
Let's talk about the creation of this formal unit that you say would roll the program out. That would obviously cost money. How would you get around the budget requirements of that, given that even in the budget, we're hearing that there really isn't enough money for any extra spending in the country at the moment?
We think that the other issue is to just extend other people's or other units' mandates. But we want a unit that will concentrate and focus on student accommodation. In the Premier's office or in the Department of Infrastructure Development, there could be people that are moved around the department that can form the unit, and other people can come from universities because we also need universities to be part of the unit. So it doesn't become just a government unit. It also becomes a unit that is informed by universities and the conditions at the universities and TVET colleges.
Okay, so this is a proposal at this stage. At what point would it receive perhaps serious consideration and perhaps be adopted as an actual position of the Gauteng government? What happens from now to then?
We welcome, if you have listened to the SOPA of the Premier, he actually committed to that unit. It just needs that us, for the sake of progress, that we move swiftly. And we have, as the ANC, we have actually thought that by end of March, by the end of this term, the unit will be up and running and will be dealing with the issues as they are.
All right, Dr. Bandile Masuka from the Gauteng ANC, thank you so much for your time.